But I have to say, Jock, that was just the most extraordinary climax to a horse trials that I've seen. Talk me through your watching experience of Michael Young, the emotions that you might have gone through right to that last fence. Did you think you'd lost it or won it?
I didn't watch it. I was hanging out with the horse behind the scenes.
Just because you were too nervous?
Oh, there wasn't much time. I mean, by the time I got off the horse and gave him a big pat, and I was talking to my coaches and Francis and doing the hug thing and all that. Michael was halfway through the round and it sounded very quiet. And I thought, best not to watch. I'll just sit here and wait.
And then when you heard the crowd's reaction when he knocked that fence down, immediately did you just go, "Ooh, I've just won this"?
It was very quiet. And then I heard the commentator say he's coming down the last line now. And I could hear it on the screen, the commentators talking. And then I thought, okay, he's through the last line and he's clear. He's got one fence to go. The man's a genius. He's going to win this. And he deserves to win. He's a champion. And then I heard the crowd cheer and I thought, he won. But second is good. And then I heard everyone sigh and I thought, wait a second, I might have won this. So, yeah, it was a good feeling.
And you came in saying we'd had all the hoopla, and I know when you've spoken to other people that, or the other, you knew you came here with your game face on. You thought you were going to be serious contenders.
Yeah, I had two very, very good horses, and I didn't come here thinking I would win, but I come here knowing that I could win if it all come off well. And if I did three good phases on both horses, I thought both of them are good enough to win this. My focus was to do the best dressage test I could and finish on it.
And you did that, and now you've achieved it. For you, I mean, you know, a few years ago, you weren't riding. To win at the biggest annual four-star in the event, was it always a lifetime ambition? Was it something when you came into the sport and thought, that's a goal, that's a target?
To be honest, I didn't know where I was going when I came into the sport. I just liked the sport. I liked working with horses every day, and you know, I really enjoyed the sport and watching it and participating in it. And one thing just led to another, and then I decided I was going to do it for a career. And then, you know, you can't stop progression, can you?
And I suppose the slight irony is, a few weeks ago you were being taught to show jump by Michael Young. I mean, it's all added to the sort of the master was outdone by the pupil. What do you do in the end, wasn't it? I mean, you went to sort of improve your show jump because the frustrations of losing out last year at Poe.
Yeah, I mean, I'd already organised halfway through the year to go and stay with Michael when I got a chance. And the reason for that was, you know, he's so consistent, and you know, everything he does, every horse he does a great test, and he's very polished. And I thought, whatever he's doing is good, so I want to go and learn from this guy. And they were very accommodating, they were very generous, and they helped me, and they're a great family, and they are very, very good horsemen. And, you know, I thought that, you know, any good horse, any good rider, they can always have one rail, maybe not two, but there's always one. It's a touch, it's an inch.
And success and failure, there is so little, but for you, now you've achieved it, what next for you and this horse? Or and do you get time to enjoy this, or will you be competing somewhere on, like so many others, on Wednesday somewhere?
Yeah, I am entered at Aston Wall, so I'll take the intermediate novice horses out, but I'll do it with a smile on my face, so it'll be good.
And will you have an extra spring in your step saying, look at me, I'm the badminton champion?
Well, I hope not.
Because, I mean, for you and this horse, sky's the limit?
Yeah, I mean, this horse should have won a couple of four stars now, and I made a mistake on him at Poe, which, I just touched the rail, and then it cost me the win at Poe, and I made a big mistake at Kentucky, and it cost me the win there. So I very much feel he deserves this, and he's been a fantastic horse for me, and, you know, I've done so much on him, and it was really good for him to win this.
Next stop, Burley with him?
Yeah.
Well, next Grand Slam for you now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I may as well try while I'm here.
Brilliant. It's been great fun watching you. It's been a real joy, and what a finish. Thank you very much, and continued success. Thank you for joining us on Radio.